What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the CP Podcast, man. I'm your host, CP, and it's the CP Podcast, the podcast where we talk about the shit that CP want to talk about. And goddamn it, if you don't want to talk about the shit CP want to talk about, you can get the fuck on. Now, look, last week, I was coming off working on that little movie and shit. I was not really prepared last week, and y'all tore us up. Like, this shit whack as fuck. Maya gone. What the fuck? Y'all... Fuck y'all, first of all. Fuck y'all. Second of all, on me. That's on me. My bad. I was not prepared. But goddamn it, this week we are prepared, though. You know what I'm saying? And I got my partner in crime in all black. He got the mask on today, looking like a Mortal Kombat nigga that work in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Enema him. Like, no! You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? But, yeah, nigga. Looking like Noob Saibot Nurse. Noob Nurse. Like, when you see Noob Saibot Nurse come in, your ass finna die. Can you imagine that? Like, I would, anytime I'm in the hospital, I would always think about if that nigga from the Crossroads Bone video was gonna walk down the hallway. And you know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Anyway, Amir, what's good with you, bro?
Straight, bro. Chilling.
That's what's up. Nah, nigga, leave the mask on. I don't know what it's on for, but keep that shit on. He got, no, hold on. Because I want to talk about the mask, because okay. You already told me what it was, but yeah. I want to talk about it on the pod. Also, our special guest today, very funny comedian out of OKC. Y'all might see her all over the country going crazy on these stages. I'm actually proud, man. I saw you when you first got out here. You going crazy now. Give it up for Courtney Haynes, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. What's good?
What's going on? So, welcome to the CP Podcast.
Yes, it's a pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're happy to be here, because, you know, we get weird in this bitch.
I know, you a weird motherfucker.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You know, weird niggas is cool.
Weird niggas do weird things, you know what I'm saying? It don't really work well unless, you know, like you know, it's real niggas do real things.
Right.
You can say weird do weird things. Facts. Actually, nah, stupid niggas do stupid things.
Yep, ugly
that's
niggas.
That's like they, you know, ugly niggas do ugly things. You know what I'm saying? Ugly girls do ugly things too. Like, you ever watch a soap commercial and them girls be like washing their face in the sink and they come up and the water just, you gotta be cute for the water to know how to do that. If you an ugly bitch, you go bump your head on the spout of the sink, trying to, you'll be like, boom, ah, and then she gonna be bleeding. Because you too ugly to be washing your face. You got to go to a tub with that face.
A full faucet. You got to go
to a tub, bitch. You can't wash your face in this little sink. You going to fuck this sink up. This ain't no crater, ma'am. This is a sink.
It's like the water droppers be like, you know, the ghost on the Pac-Man.
The water be confused. Water be all in your ear when you an ugly bitch, because the lines on your face don't know where to go. They be water in your ear. Anyway, so welcome to the CP Podcast, man. I'm glad you're here, Courtney, because you don't know this, but okay. We lost our co-host. Yeah, she quit abruptly. She, you know what I'm saying? She literally gave us her 20-minute notice and got the fuck on. Fair. She's like, yeah, 20 minutes will be the last time y'all will see me. And then she got the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they didn't believe in me. You know what I'm saying? God did.
Right.
God did. Right. You know what I'm saying? They didn't believe that we could have a good podcast. Without Maya. Maya is an amazing woman.
Yeah.
Smart and all of that, but we have to carry on. And I'm glad that we have brought your presence here today, a woman, because we're going to need that feminine energy. We talk about a lot of heavy shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we talk about a lot of heavy nigga shit.
Right. And we want to know what the women feel about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. So much respect. Yeah. Now, Amir, you had this mask on when I first walked in. I didn't know what was going on. Sometimes when I walk in, I see a nigga with a mask on. Automatically, I'd be like, "Oh, I wish I had a mask on." Yeah, because it's like, wait a minute, niggas is sick. What the fuck?
Or where are the exits?
Right. Okay, I didn't think about that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it just, even when I first saw a mask in COVID, it always reminded me of them niggas who was looking for ET. Remember they're like,
I've seen ET is so long.
If they found out ET was in your crib, them niggas had the mask on and they was like beep 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 beep, like beeping your shit. Like, it just feels like very sterile. Now, you told me that COVID is making a crazy comeback.
Yeah. But it's not as easy to recognize in the way that we were used to seeing it.
What
like
you mean?
Before we would be like, oh, the cases, the hospitalizations and shit like that, like, it's not being reported that way. Because the way the testing and shit goes, like, you kind of got to go out of your way to get an accurate test. Because all the tests that we got are from, like, 2 years ago. Mm. It's not going to know that, oh, you're sick with this particular variant. I don't even know what the fuck we on at this point. And nobody knows.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, COVID dropping like Tubi movies. Like, you ever see a good Tubi movie? They be like, you know what I'm saying? You know, Menage a Trois 14. You know, you be like, damn.
How many
threesomes do it take to have all three? Nah, but, I mean, damn, that's, And so, when I was like, you know me, I'm like, how the fuck you know COVID coming back? I ain't heard about it. And I've been out here touching shit and breathing. And he was like, nigga, they test. I didn't know this. And I don't know if you knew this. They test the runoff water from the city. The water that we take showers with, mm-hmm. brush our teeth with, piss shit, all that shit in, throw up in. It goes to one treatment facility, and then they literally fucking, like, test that for different diseases to know how sick the area is. Am I right?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like from the information we looked up.
Now, here go my question, because, you know, I got to be like, wait a minute. If I flush one pack of Kool-Aid down the toilet, it could make all that shit red, right? Because it's water.
It'd be such a small portion of that. It'll just...
Right. Well, yeah, it'd be pink. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't gonna be... Point I'm trying to make is, you drop a virus in some water, theoretically, you would think that that whole body of water is sick.
Or it could be diluted, right? Potentially.
It would be like, it would be such a small percentage, it probably wouldn't even show up.
Oh.
Because considering how big, like, you gotta think of a city like LA, it's hella people here. So if it's like, if it was just one person, they might not even show up. But the number, I don't even know how the number's broken up. It's by percentages, like, based on where it was before. The percentages that we're seeing right now are worse than they had ever been. I'm like,
okay.
Because it spikes. And the thing was, we kept getting spikes. We'll get it like summertime, it would go down, and wintertime, it would go up.
We
and
both now, got black buckets on, man. I just realized
that. Oh, yeah.
And black t-shirts.
Like, yeah. Well,
and
yeah.
Gold chain.
I'm being a mirror
silver
for Halloween.
Yeah.
Niggas got gold on. Yeah. I'm being a mirror for Halloween. Go ahead.
I know, it's like Donnie was supposed to like switch.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm about to act like you. Go ahead. I'm about to act like a mirror. Ladies are right. And you got to understand, you got to respect people's... Okay. Go ahead.
But so, yeah, usually it spikes up in the wintertime and then it goes down. But I mean, we're in the summertime and it's looking very ugly.
See?
And it's happening. It's not just America. It's like all over.
What are the symptoms of this new COVID?
It's still the same. It depends on like how it hits you, I guess. Some people think that it's like, oh, my immune system is great. But it's like, you can't keep getting infected with COVID and think your immune system's better. It's getting worse. Because right. COVID attacks the immune system.
I mean, is COVID going to be the shit that take us out this motherfucker? Like, that's what it sounds like. This shit finna keep getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Like, what are they trying to do with this shit? Like, when is Tylenol coming to the table? Because
I don't think we can even fight it like that. Because it's not a flu. It's not a cold. It's like airborne HIV. That's the best comparison
airborne
I can give.
HIV, wow.
Do you understand?
I'm being dead
if
ass.
If HIV
though.
Was airborne, niggas would be like, fuck it. I'm finna just be fucking raw. I ain't got time to be not breathing.
But it's more about like how HIV works. Like,
what it does to your immune system. Right.
Yeah. It's like how it attacks your immune system.
Right.
When COVID first hit, the research that people did was helping HIV. That's how we got like a lot of progression in it
because it's all about like quick immunity builders. And of course, if you think that COVID is the reason that they finally start, no, they had a lot of that shit. They was like, hey, go get that HIV medicine out of the vault, the one that we keep secret for magic and them, because we might have to add that in with some of this COVID shit just to make that's what the fuck happened. But neither here nor there, you know what I'm saying? Don't kill me. I'm just a bitch ass nigga, US government. But here's what I say about that. That gets tricky. Mm-hmm. Now, I saw recently that there's a new thing. You know, every week it's a new conspiracy about the food that we eat. Right, everything is killing us. The water, this not real water. The cups at Starbucks is bad. Don't even talk about them tops. The fucking Chipotle. Everything is crazy, right? Mm-hmm. But they said that you should not get no meat that's not on a bone, because all of the meat that we, like ground meat that we see, is coming from like a bunch of different animals. Now, that makes me think about them testing a bunch of different people at the same time. There's no way. What I'm telling you is that the level of it might be higher, but it's like, it's no, That's a crazy way to diagnose an area is and I know that it's that's what they do, but that's a like thinking about that, that's a crazy way to diagnose an area without the variables, right? So the variables need to be like, well, how many homeless, how many, you know, like, you know, because it's like, it's a, I don't want my piss swirling around with some homeless nigga piss in a yard, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
But I mean, that's if there's homeless people in your community, then that's what it is. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Like, of course, their numbers could be like adding a factor into it, but if they're a part of like your neighborhood, like they sleep around your neighborhood or whatever,
then you are.
Yeah, then you're. It'll still be a part of like your general, you know,
because you're walking your dog, and then your dog walks a piece of that into the. Even though you clean their paws, it's a certain percent of it that's coming into your house. Yeah. And now you're walking around with, you jump on the floor, you playing around with the dog. Man, now you got homeless dick juice in your mouth, and you just rolling around. Ah,
as plus people like, I mean, like, even all of us probably live in different areas of LA, and then we come here. And then we go back home. Like, you know, it's that kind of thing. Like, you take something, you bring something.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. Because, oh, man. But I said all that about the meat to be like, yo, like, theoretically, if 40 cows is eating the same shit from the same farm, I should be able to grind all of them up for one big-ass blunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think, like... I don't think they're hurting anybody from, but I think that the issue is that it's a lot of leftover meat from a lot of leftover plants that's making the hot dogs. Like the food that they're feeding us, bro, the more you see these TikToks and shit, like, bro, they're fucking killing us. Right?
Yeah.
Which is why, and it's not even an episode about this, but I just got to shout them out. Nico Kitchen Shop, CMOS. Shout out to NicoKitchenShop.com. Somebody just here dropped the link to the CMOS. My nigga is Nico Kitchen Shop. .com. Use the promo code CP send me. Get you some shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the sale, I think you get 15% off. Now they had a sale. No, nigga, the sale ends tomorrow. Y'all can get 30% off. The sale is up until Juneteenth. So yeah, y'all can get 30% off y'all orders, man. Order that right now. NicoKitchenShop.com. CP send me.
And they got a bunch of stuff too. Oh, them CMOS gummies.
Woo! Them CMOS gummies.
Those CMOS gummies are crack. There's crack in the gummies.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. The good kind of crack.
The good kind of crack. The crack that makes you seem good. Like like the early Whitney crack. Not
because you know what? Them little nuggets, they do be looking like crack rocks. Have you ever seen a rock before?
They are. They are.
You know, what if like CMOS was the crack, and like instead of crackheads being like poor and like a burden on society, they was all like healthy as fuck and rich and just annoying. Like, man, get your shit together, man. You fucking the CMOS. You like, man, go, crackhead, get away from me, sir. They be like, dog, I'm telling you, man, my life is thriving. Look at my eyes, they're clear. You be like, sir, you don't even work because you're a crackhead. All you do is eat CMOS.
Yeah.
Let me see how you spell it. Nico, NICO, Kitchen Shop.
I think it's like spelled Nico for some, I think. It's like NICKO.
It might be NICKO. Hold on. She probably watching this. You're like, what the fuck, CP? I apologize. Hold on. I'm about to tell y'all right now. Right now. Yeah, Nico. NICKO. You was right. Mm-hmm. Nico. Nico Kitchen Shop. So NICKO Kitchen. KITCHEN. Because sometimes niggas don't be knowing how to spell
right, kitchen. They be leaving
shit.
That T out.
That's a tricky word because they don't even need no T in that bitch for
you
real.
You don't.
Because... The problem with putting letters like that in words is that it's always going to be some white person that said, go to the kitchen and find yourself. He's like, bitch, you didn't have to say the kitchen. But anyway, yeah, NicoKitchenShop.com. You know how to spell shop. And dot is just the dot. Don't spell dot, nigga. You're going to be fucked up on the internet. You're going to be... I feel like I need to start making websites for like old people who like don't know how to do shit. And it's like, it trapped their ass in some part of the internet where it'd be like, you know, I don't know, like Clive Davis documentaries or something. I don't know, whatever they want to watch. But
Golden Girls episodes, reruns, shit
for
like
real,
that.
Man. Let me shout out the chat too, man. Let me see who in the chat one time. Dejanay, what up, though? Oh, yeah, Dejanay, my bad. We was running a little late, man. Traffic be crazy. We might stop doing the show at this time too, because I know we needed this time slot from Maya, but, you know, shout out to Maya too, man. We do. Maya, we miss you. We hope you're watching, man. We're not talking bad about you. But we needed the time slot for her. Now that she's gone, we need to do a different time slot so that we could, you know what I'm saying, record or whatever. Anyway, Dejanay, what up, though? Zay Nova, what up, though? Eric D, what up, though? Dejanay, how you feeling? Let us know how you feel. I told you we was going to be checking on your ass. Don't forget. Kia, Michael Winters, the AT Extra Trash. Fuck!
So close.
Ah, I do it every week. Okay, wait. The AT extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
Got it. What up, though? You dressed that. You got that from all different festivals. That's very funny, nigga. I ain't gonna clap back. Who else? Who else? Will of a Lion. What up, though? Tiffany Alexandra. What up, though? Zoe World TV. What up, though? D313. What up, though? Tiffany says she late. You ain't late. We was late. So we just getting started. We just getting started, man. We like 15 minutes in. So, man, a lot of shit I've been seeing this week, man, been regarding the food and, like, the whole health shit. Now, let me ask y'all a question. Why do y'all think that foods be illegal in other areas, like, of the world, but they allow us, like, shit like Skittles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which has pork in it.
Pork and dyes. I mean, there's so much, to that. I think, honestly, the U.S. just doesn't give a fuck. I think the U.S. is just so consumer and capital-based. Not to say that other countries aren't about their dollar,
right?
But I think the fundamental start of the U.S. is about money, greed, power, and just, you know, getting shit done.
Yeah.
And I think in the earlier wars, like, well, this is the earlier wars, but, like, you have the Great Depression, you have shit like that. And when there was actually, like, famine and scarcity, they was like, all right, fuck it, anything goes. And then everybody just started being about the dollar. So it was, like, generational over time. So it was like, well, shoot, we need, like, supply and demand. It's like, well, we can't actually afford to have the amount of good food out there and the resource to do so. So fuck it, we just gonna feed you crap. Go ahead, hit the cereal bar.
Yep.
You know?
And also too, because I see you about to say something, Amir, but also too, I think that what gets weird is, like, there's the consumerism, but it's also like a high turnover rate in America. It's almost like they don't want you to live long. Mm. They want that next baby in. It's like a fucking machine. Like, yeah. even in how we build our infrastructure, like, I go home to Detroit. I'm like, what the fuck? How did the Popeyes get here? Meanwhile, you go, like, overseas, and it been a building right there since before the Romans. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking pyramid. Like, America, we'll fuck around and tear Vegas down and build a whole new Vegas. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't.
Sure. It's happening right now.
Yeah, everything's, like, so temporary here. And even the food is just, it's like a video game. What you about to say, Amir?
Oh, yeah, I agree to both of y'all points. It definitely is a capitalist thing, where they don't have to check, and there's nobody to make them check. There's supposed to be systems that go into place, like, if you're on the internet or TV or whatever, there's an FCC, but FCC don't really lean in that hard,
right,
like they're supposed to. So when it comes to the food and how they administer their stuff, it's definitely not going to be checked over the same way it does for somewhere else. It's just more, a little more ethical somewhere else, because they value that if people are healthy and live long, then our society is healthy and lives long.
Exactly.
Major and over here in America, it's not about that. It's about how much can we really, like, run over you, mm-hmm, and then the system set up so you can't speak out against it or even work about it. Like, if people talk about, like, there's so many issues in the world that people, like, genuinely would like to fight for, but you're at home at your job and you got to, mm-hmm, fight to just make sure you make ends meet. You don't have the time to think about that kind of shit like that. Damn. So that it's a system that's so fucking big that it's beyond what we can really, like, have the scope for.
Yeah. Right. And for people who don't understand how the system works too, it's like the people at the top, this is what they do. They're a thing called lobbyists, right? Lobbyists are the people who go in there, and these are the people who have the voice for the issues that they want addressed. Mm-hmm. So they're on the floor, and these lobbyists are armed with, they're like recruiters for, like, a fucking university. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they're trying to get these politicians whatever way they can. And so let's say the person who's in charge of regulating the FCC, for example, don't kill me, I'm just a bitch ass nigga. FCC, for example, is not willing to play ball, right? Well, if you're not willing to play ball, then we'll make sure that you don't get elected next year, right? Because if you're not playing ball, then how can your message get spread? Because we own the media. So you think, mm-hmm, that you're about to campaign if you're not playing ball? We need somebody who plays ball in that seat. We need somebody who don't give a fuck. We need somebody who's greedy enough that we can be like, hey, here's the money for you to look the other way, because the money is the main thing. In America, mm-hmm, it's about sitting in one of those greedy seats. Like, you got to keep it going. You got to get, but no, but you have to get to a greedy seat. Like, nobody's talking about that. The real American dream is to get to a fucking greedy seat.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to be able to get to a seat where you can eat off of other people, and if not, then people eating off of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's facts.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, God damn, like, that's the real American. Don't nobody give a fuck about, as you can see, it ain't no two and a half kids and a picket fence. All that shit out the window.
Right.
Yeah.
First of all, the wife is a fucking man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you feel me? These fucking kids is on vapes and fucked up. Nobody give a fuck about these goddamn kids. And a white picket fence, what, so they can graffiti your shit up? You can't even go nowhere in L.A., Beverly Hills. I don't give a fuck. You go to the bathroom, somebody done scraped in R.I.P. Nut Nut on everything. And it'd be like, dog, like, yeah, man. It's just, it's crazy because I be hearing about, hold on, what happened to Eric? I got laid off last year, fired on some corporate BS last week. Corporate America don't give a fuck. Damn, Eric D.
Damn, RIP my nigga Eric D.
Nah, man. No, don't do that. Eric
what?
D. No, RIP my nigga. It just felt a little insensitive, dog. Eric D is our dog, man. Yeah. That's fucked up, E. I'm gonna send you a message, bro. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, man. I hate to hear that. I send you a message offline. But yeah, man. I got fired from a corporate, but I got fired on purpose though. I had a plan.
Of course you had a plan.
He said, Eric, he said, I ain't die, Courtney. Right.
Oh, my bad. Hey, oh, good. You see what
a nigga on his last leg and shoot that shot. Die. No? No? Wait, did you say something? I thought you said something before I died. Okay. My corporate job, I was just telling Brennan about, I worked in advertising, and it was like, I thought that my dream was to work up to be in charge of making commercials, eventually be a creative director mm-hmm. and all of this shit. And I don't know, E, I'm going to tell you, man, like whatever skills that you picked up in that job was important to your process, right? Like, but don't think that your process is over. When I was making them commercials and doing all that shit I was doing back in the day, I had a Walmart commercial. Was one of the biggest commercials that I ever like. I wrote it and everything, mm-hmm. and went and shot it in New York, and it was crazy. I'll show y'all. I'm gonna pull a clip and show y'all. But I thought that was like the end all be all. I had like one of the more important jobs in my family. People be like, "Oh, let him sit down so he can eat. He got a good job." I'm like, "Let him sit down and eat." You heard what Grandma said? I got a good job. You know what I'm saying? And that was nothing but the soil. That's all that was. That was the soil and the plant. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, that was the seed and the soil. That's all that was. That was not the end all be all, bro. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, whatever skills that you pick up in that corporate America, mm-hmm. sit down and think about what you were and how you could be that for yourself.
100%.
Right? Like, I was writing them commercials. Now, fuck that writing commercials. I'm finna write jokes for me mm-hmm. and shows for me. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever you was doing, you certified in that. If you was driving forklifts, I mean, well, you probably need to play a lot of GTA or something, you know what I'm saying? Because that forklift got you good mm-hmm. driving on the game. But I'm just saying, man, like, whatever you did, do that shit for yourself. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Y'all saw that lady that was selling them Popeye's dinners, but she was acting like they wasn't Popeye's dinners?
Oh, I see that shit recirculating.
I said, what if she work at Popeye's and know how to make that shit like that?
Now she should. The biscuit recipe is golden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, I worked in human resources for 12 years.
Oh, yeah, you told
me. My bad.
That.
It was probably an HR motherfucker who did it. I'm sorry, Eric. But you know, that is so true. That's a beautiful point. And, you know, how I kind of transferred human resources into comedy was communicating with people, being empathetic, and being able to read people in situations. Like, that's mm-hmm. immediately what you have to do when you step on stage. So there is so much power in those words and in that message that there is a lot of skills that you use are to make other people rich that you can use to make yourself rich.
Absolutely. And also, too, I think an HR motherfucker could be dope in comedy. Because you know how, like, you know, it always be some gossip. And you could be like, manage the tea well. Like, everybody yeah. listen now. We're not going to do in here.
Yeah, in this yeah. green room. Yeah, anything. Yeah.
HR used to walk around the office like fucking sharks. You'd be like, oh, shit, HR coming? Like, man.
See, I was the HR person that would roast people too at the same time. Like I wasn't like a goody two shoes HR person. Like,
are you? I feel like you was triggering folks.
I was triggering folks. No, I'm a triggering person.
No, not trick. Trick.
Like, trigger. Oh, 100%. Oh yeah.
You like, think you're cool, and then a couple days later, you're like,
oh,
gotcha.
No, I keep it real.
Just so you guys know, Terry was smoking weed this weekend. He told me in the break room. He said he had a good time on his birthday. Did me after his grandmother's funeral, they had a blunt or two. I'd like him random, please. Like, damn, I told you that in confidence. But go ahead.
No, I'd be like, I keep it real, like at work. I give people the real, and also very respectful too. And I make people actually feel like people in the workplace, not just like I'm this authority, I'm this corporate fucking cop. Like, no, like I'm going to help you navigate what's going on with you. And also, too, I'm going to crack jokes at the same time. Be like, I might fire you, but you're going to be laughing in the termination meeting. Like, you might not know what's happening next, but at least you gonna laugh your way out the door.
You think they're laughing.
You think they're gently.
Right.
You think they're going to fuck when they get home and tell their wife, man, I got fired today. But, man, the HR lady, she was funny than the motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? We firing you, so now you can fire up your blunts. I was like, that was very clever, man. Thank you for my box. That's crazy. That. But nah, somebody said, Eric, he said he loved his job and the people that he worked with, it was just bad timing and HR motherfuckers that got him fired. Bro, but damn. So I'm going to tell you like this, bro. Go work for that competitor.
Yeah. Transferable skills.
Right. You know everything. You know who they was worried about. You know, man, when I used to work at, one thing about working in like, well, I worked for the advertising agency, but we saw the inner workings of Walmart. And it's very interesting. When you're the number one company in the world, you don't give a fuck about who's number two. But everybody give a fuck about who number one. So, like, all Walmart's commercials, they used to always be, like, about, like, stories and, like, black kids play and the barbecue and grandma's hands and all this shit. But really, Target was like, $6.99, forget this TV. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they was trying to shoot that bottom line. But, bro, you know who your company worried about. Go work for them. You know what I'm saying? I got your back, bro. I'm gonna write you a dog ass letter in crayon.
Make sure Eric doesn't have any type of terms in his severance agreement. If he was offered a severance or if he was clean fired, maybe Eric can respond in the comments. Like, do you get a severance or was it a clean? You know what I'm saying? Because you might have, there could be some non compete in there for, you know, temporary period of time.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
And like a severance. So, you know, just some, you know, something to be mindful of or whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, you got questions, just hit me up.
It's ways around that, baby. Start consulting.
100%.
Consult for the enemy. You're not an employee. No, I consult for many, many people in the field. Many, many people. Man, please. Many people. Many. I remember one time LeVar Burton had, directed one of our commercials. And I was excited to meet this nigga. Like, damn, Reading Rainbow. Man, this nigga is a player.
Oh, wow.
This nigga was over there. I'm talking about like, I was like, what the fuck? We had a pool table in our creative. This nigga was shooting pool behind his back like Martin Luther King and shit. I'm like, man, who the fuck is this? This nigga's shirt was buttoned down low. This nigga had a chain. I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga? He looked like LeVarion Burton. Nigga was like, oh, what up? Yeah, I'm like, nigga, I brought a book over here. Nigga, take my book back to my desk, ho ass nigga. I want you to sign my book, nigga. I thought you was a real reading nigga. You were here on these hoes.
I brought a book.
LeVar.
Oh, man, you sound angry. You sound like that still scars you.
Nah, man, it was cool. That nigga was cool as hell, but it was just funny as hell.
See him in like a totally Rainbow. Different space.
Yeah, like, damn, nigga. Because, you know, when you do kids shows, you talk to the kids. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I could be high as hell, but if some camera be like, hey, Uncle CP here, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you're going to see. Seeing a nigga outside of that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were, you know, yeah, that shit crazy. Hold on, let me see. I sold drugs most of my life, which consisted of driving around, dropping shit off to people, and took that skill and turned it into a legal cargo van delivery business that's doing really well.
Come on, man.
Hey, Maurice, you could have kept that to yourself, Eminem. You could have kept that one, pimp. And he said, yeah, you know, I used to kill niggas. Now I'm a dentist. Same thing, pulling out their teeth. No, but on some real shit, like, I forgot what I was talking about, because that shit was funny as fuck. God damn,
bro. You're talking about the Reading Rainbow.
And oh, yeah. And so you meet a few niggas. I worked with Elmo, Kevin Clash, the nigga who got kicked off Sesame Street because he had an inappropriate relationship with a 15-year-old boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, fucked up. But that nigga was super gay. I was like, damn. Like, we hired the nigga to be a puppeteer. And I remember niggas had walked in. He was like, damn, who was your boy? I'm like, nigga, calm down. Nigga, not a problem. Nigga, relax, nigga. Who's your man? Like, nigga, focus on the puppet, nigga. Anybody like you?
He was trying to puppeteer. He was trying to put his hand in everything.
You said, did he look rapey? No, that nigga don't look rapey at all. He's just a regular nigga. He look like, look him up. Kevin Clash kind of put you in the mind of Tyler Perry a little bit. Like, that's how he look and act a little bit. Yeah, bring him up. Shout out to my nigga, too. Like, Kevin Clash, cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know, you got to, you know. Yeah, he like a Tyler Perry type of nigga.
Oh, he does. Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that headline.
This nigga is one of the best puppeteers in the world. So if y'all don't know, I'm a puppeteer as well. And I work with Jim Henson Company and all of that. Hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, like, I'm, you know, respected in that space. I haven't done it in a while.
It's like, CP, what have you not done? You worked for Jingles 2000.
Jingles 2000 is fucking hilarious. Courtney, get out, please. Jingles 2000. Who know what show that was from? Amir, do you know what show that was from? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Man. He's young. Man.
Oh, yeah. You know. He care about the world and shit. He young.
That was Jamie Foxx.
Nah, I care about me.
Ooh. Me versus me. Ooh.
I like the world, but people be tweaking, man. I gotta care about the fam and the friends and whatnot.
Nigga. All right, talk your shit.
You watch TV shows. That nigga said, nah, really, I don't care about
I'm really bad when it comes, like, for me to work in LA as a, like, a person that's around, like, sets and shit like that, I don't know shit about TV. I am terrible.
Man, so what was your favorite show coming up?
Ooh, Ed, Edd n Eddy.
That was lit.
I watched every episode of Ed, Edd n Eddy.
They dressed like thugs a little bit. They dressed like the white dudes who be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, shit, what the fuck? Like, they was like stinking ass rabbit. Remember that movie? They was dressing like them niggas. Kill his ass! Who know what movie that was from? Not the movie, but the movie that was watching the movie. Yo, I'm a black movie nigga. I can quote any movie.
So you and Tony could probably go at it.
Oh, bro, I know for sure me and Tony could go at it. Me and Tony have gone at it.
Tony is a numbers guy, and that it'd be blowing my mind. That he could just
off the numbers. Yeah. So, you know, like, to be a great comedian, you have to have this good memory. But it's like, you use your memory in what you like. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's, you know, like, I can see Tony having a lot of random facts, because his comedy is a lot of random type of, like realizations. You know what I'm saying? Like, my shit is, like, almost a lot of what if. So I look at some shit that happened, and then in my mind, I'm making up shit like, what if it went like this, though? And that's what I pull from. Yeah, that's dope, man. That's crazy. All About the Benjamins. Hell no, this was Belly. Remember on Belly, when after that first robbery, when they went back to Tommy crib, and it was all white and shit, and they were shooting pool, and then that nigga was like, what the fuck you be watching, man? And it was in white kids, like, fucking stinking ass rabbit, kill his ass! Yeah, man. I be watching the shit out of some movies. I don't know. I used to. I ain't watched movies in a long time, so I've been getting money now.
I ain't got time. That's crazy.
The last movie you saw.
Man, I can't even. Bro, anything with my kids, bro, I be watching that shit. I feel bad. I can't go to the movies without going to sleep with them.
You didn't see Bad Boys 4?
Not yet.
You take your kids to see Inside Out 2?
Oh, hell nah. Because we was going to take. Here go the thing. So me and my wife was talking about it. We was like, man, you know, I heard one of the emotions is like a gay emotion type shit. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. I'm just a bitch ass nigga. But it was something to that effect. And we was like debating, like, man. And so then my daughter came in like, I heard you guys talking. Like, first of all, I stopped eavesdropping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard you guys talking. And yes, the girl is going to be gay. I saw it on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, well, shit. Fuck it. So I think they went and saw it today, matter of fact.
Okay.
Yeah, they went and saw In and Out today. Tiffany, what's Infinity Pool? What's that? That sound like, you know what I like, man? I like the fact that the porn industry has taken a way to make any movie, like they could change the movie to a porn title.
Oh, yeah.
And I like when they do that, man, because sometimes it'd be real clever. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of Power Rangers, Power Strangers, and they all just met, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like an orgy. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, like, certain shit. I like when they do that. Like when they flip it, you know what I'm saying?
When they flip it.
I heard you guys talking. Yeah, that shit, bro. She at that age, man. My youngest, bro, she be in that shit. She be all on your phone. You be like, get the fuck out of my phone. You know what I'm saying? But, man, you know, it's dope, man. Kids keep a nigga young, man. I'm at the crib right now taking care of lizards. I have lizards.
I wouldn't take you for a lizard, nigga.
Hold on. So the premise is, what if you could commit any crime and pay for a clone of you to be made to serve your time? Nigga, what? First of all, if it's my clone, I feel like I got a responsibility to try to help the nigga get away with it. But if we get caught, he got caught. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, if you my clone, nigga, I'm going to try to get you up because you my nigga. You just like me, dog. Like, you my boy. But if I can, if we get caught, bro, I'm for sure going to snitch on you. Like, look, man, can I tell you something? My man right here, I know he look just like me, but he's fucking crazy. Can I say that? He the one that been stealing all the panties. He is him. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Look up that movie real quick, bro.
What's the name of it?
It's called Infinity Pool.
Oh, I thought we were looking at Power Strangers. My bad.
No, look at you. Power Strangers don't exist. I have to direct it. I have to direct it.
There's a budget.
I gotta write it first. Can you imagine the porn script? Like, ooh. We doing a table read, please. Interior, kitchen, plumber.
Okay, my last year.
It's called Infinity Pool.
2023. You see it on Hulu.
Okay, so it's on Hulu and Prime Video.
Yeah. I never heard of this shit either,
but it sounds like some Black Mirror type shit. Mm-hmm. Like having a clone do the shit. God.
Fictional island, and then fatal accident, exposes the resorts.
But you got to keep blind clones. You only got one time to do it, right? Because if it'd be like 9 me's in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to watch this shit for sure. Ooh. Have y'all seen Quiet Place?
No.
The first one or this new one?
It's been a long time ago. I saw it one time, but that was too long ago.
I feel like it came out around that Bird Box type of feel of movies, and it just was kind of like,
oh my God, bro. I forgot all about
Bird Box. Bird Box?
I remember Bird Box. Yeah,
it came out right before the pandemic. We were like, look at these motherfuckers. Then here we go, out here with our shit.
Exactly.
But no, like, little shit like that, man, it just be like, certain movies, I feel like, take the cake of that genre, right? Like, I Am Legend, The Purge, and I feel like Bird Box all have that same kind of like, shit is upside down now. We gotta, you know.
End of the world.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of sick of that. Book of Eli type shit.
I say, how many more purges are they gonna make? I don't even know how many they made.
What?
The Purge.
Duh, my youngest daughter loved them bitches. I'm like, man, turn this shit up.
Nah, that's like one and done for me. It's like,
I get it. Like, you know, that's like Walking Dead. After a while, I'm like, man, look, dog, I get it. They walking and they dead. But I ain't got time to be doing this shit no more. Rick, if y'all don't go somewhere,
Carl,
where's Carl? Yeah, bro, Carl been through a lot, man.
He sure did. Lost his hand.
He lost his eyes.
He lost his eye.
Damn, him and Aemon Targaryen.
Oh yes, him and Aemon Targaryen. I hate Aemon. I can't stand Aemon.
Really?
I can't stand. No, I don't. I think his character as an antagonist and kind of a disruptor is necessary.
I was about to say,
but
okay, go ahead.
I don't.
You know who I like? I like a likable villain. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, for example.
Okay.
I'm glad we're talking about this, yeah. Goddammit. Yeah. Amir, do you watch Game of Thrones ever?
No.
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, you're not going to be a part of this then. Take your bubble off the screen. but no. I'm going to tell you, okay, look. Mm-hmm. Jaime Lannister.
Yes, okay.
A likable villain. I think that the issue with Jaime Lannister to me is the issue that you find with like a lot of politicians where it's like, man, he kind of made the tough choice based on his upbringing, his family, where he's from, like that's what made him have to do some of the things he had to do, but he has a heart. Like you see his, you know what I'm saying? Like some niggas, put it like this, if you a blood, the ops is Crips, but it's some good Crips. It's some good, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know all them niggas, you just know you hate them niggas because they them niggas.
Yeah.
But you don't, you know, they just all ops to you, but they over there going through their whole problems and solutions, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but he was fucking his sister, so.
I mean, but as you can see, that was her thing.
I feel like it was mutual.
Nah, I mean.
60-40 maybe, but.
60-40 for sure. Cersei just looked like, it like her pussy was ice cold. Like, it's cold in here. Yes,
that was
yes.
The real winter that was coming.
Yeah, like, that was the real, the winter that was coming. That's funny. But, I think, I'm excited about this season, man. I think, did you watch the first episode?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, yeah. I had to rewatch the last episode just so I could, you know.
Oh, yeah, I watched the whole season over this last week.
I should have watched the whole season. Again.
It was very good.
So well done.
Very good. I think, first of all, I watched the adaptations, so like I pretty much know what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The new boys. Oh shit! Did the boys drop, Tiffany?
It did. Yeah.
It did drop. No, fuck. What's crazy? Shout out to the boys, man. Shout out to my nigga Laz Lonzo. We was in Toronto shooting at the same time they was shooting. Man, they said this season about to be nuts. I did watch GMV though. 3 new episodes. Oh hell yeah! I'm gonna be. You just dictated my night.
What is the boys?
Okay. We'll talk about that after this Game of Thrones take that I had. So yeah, I think back to Aemon though. I think that Aemon is an excellent. He has something to be evil for. Aegon does now too. It's like here you have the kid that was bullied and misunderstood and kind of left out. He was weird looking, and then he got his stride and found his swag in something productive in his world. To me, those are the best kind of people. You understand what I'm saying?
Aemon. I mean, I guess so. I just don't like how dark. I feel like he's always been a little bit dark. He's always been that oddball. So they've used his oddity as a weapon, similar to what's his face, the king's brother that married
Daemon.
That's Daemon. Okay, Daemon. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Daemon.
Yeah, they're both in very, very similar positions. Both of them are king's brothers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, both of them are second-born sons.
Right.
You know, and so what they talk about and what they're starting to show is that, you know, just like now, there's a middle child syndrome. There's that second son syndrome. You know, you see it in, like, in Empire and different shows like that where it's like, it's something about not being the oldest or not being the youngest, but just being one of the, like a spare son almost.
Yeah.
And there's like a certain amount of, like he said, like, man, this motherfucker don't even want to be the king. I should be the king. And, you know, maybe he should, like, you know, but he has something there. There's something there with Aemon that I respect. You know, he was a kid that was a wimp. He went out and got it. Went out and got Vhagar.
Yeah. He did go out and get Vhagar. I will give him a response, but how he's wielded Vhagar has been very like frivolous. And
what do you mean wielded? That's the thing.
He can't control Vhagar.
Right. Nobody can control Vhagar. Vhagar one of the oldest dragons in the world.
Exactly.
You're just a rider.
Yes. Right. At the same time,
you get a new boyfriend, can that nigga control you, or is he just a rider, Courtney? He's a rider. That nigga, you shut the fuck up, sir. I am Courtney Vhagar. You know what I'm saying? You don't tell me what the fuck to do. I'm finna eat this dragon and the nigga on it. Is there a problem with that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Didn't think so.
Or I'll eat your ass too. Yeah, I mean, I'm just telling you, like, that being one of the oldest dragons, Vhagar is one of the dragons that they captured the realm with. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, that's a granddaddy drag or grandma drag. She don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. Now, the boys. He said, "Hate the fuck out of little bro." The boys is like, imagine it's like Marvel, but it's set in real world with like everything. So like, you know, imagine like Superman and Wolverine and all of them, but like they're like on the news every day, and so it's just a good take on it. But it's like adult Marvel. That like they be on there fucking and. All of them got different powers. Like one of these dudes, one of his powers, where he can get so small, he was gay. And so what he'd do, he'd get so small that he'd run up inside his dude's dick and then be like touching around. And then he'd be like, oh, but then a nigga fucked around and sneezed and blew up inside the nigga dick and blew his whole body up. It's crazy shit like that. It's like, it's one of the craziest shows, man. Like they never, like they keep pushing the envelope on how gross it gets. And I found out that's like Seth Rogen and them. I didn't know that that's who was producing that.
Oh, that kind of makes sense because I think they really pushed the envelope with Sausage Party.
I didn't watch it. I had just had my kid, and it was like, man, this is animated, but I don't feel like this.
It was good.
I like
Sausage Party.
Okay, because it seemed like it had a lot of creep jokes in it.
There was a lot of creep jokes in it. But if you like the boys, then if you like the concept of that, then Sausage Party will be a breeze.
Okay, I saw Sausage Party against my will. What'd you think about it, Tiffany? Okay. I thought it was a kid movie. Oh, yeah. And you went in there and them fucking hot dogs had dicks. And you didn't know what the fuck was going on. Yeah, I knew it wasn't no kid movie. I knew who produced it. I was like, yeah, I ain't got time for this.
And it's called Sausage Party. Come on.
You got the same type of mind. I agree. A lot of the stuff that I make is very off to the left. I can't wait till I start like getting into my Jordan Peele phase because, you know, like I've been selling shows, but they haven't been going. Just to be transparent, my last show that I had, It did not get picked up. It was rough. It was like 3 weeks ago I found out, and it was like, damn, like, you know, you get the money from it, but the money don't be what it's all supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, the money don't, that's not going to move the needle. That's going to feed my family, but it's not going to push forward what I'm trying to do. And you spend so much time creating these shows, and, you know, it was just a lot. And it's discouraging sometimes, but you got to just get up. It's like my 12th show that didn't get picked up. It just goes. It goes and goes, and it just happens. I know Dave Chappelle was saying he had like 30 of these pilots. Wow. Yeah, so, you know, it happens. But when it does, all you need is one yes. You don't need a bunch of yeses. You need one yes, and then that yes is going to, you know what I'm saying, set you up. So we're not worried about that. But I will say this, though. When I do make what I'm going to make, it's definitely going to be in that vein, right? I did produce a show, though, and I also was in it, too. It's coming out in September on Hulu called How to Die Alone on Onyx. Y'all look out for that. I'm going to be posting it like crazy. Right now, it's not time yet, but it's coming out very soon. Shout out to my girl, Natasha Rothwell. She EP'd it and starred in it. Brought your boy on to be a producer. Life-changing work. Life-changing work, man. If you don't know who Natasha Rothwell is, she played Kelly in Insecure. I think her name was Belinda in White Lotus. She was in Sonic. She was in Wonka. All kind of shit. Like, Natasha's dope. One of the funniest women I've ever worked with. I think it's her and Brisha Webb as far as working with a funny, hilarious woman actor. Mm-hmm. Like, god damn. Like, Natasha's, like, straight up, like, dope-ass, like, theater acting.
I was, like, very bubbly.
Yeah, exactly. But just but understands the joke on a level of, like, a professor. Mm-hmm. And I really fuck with that because she trusted me. Like, you know, she brought me on because of what I did in Love Life. Mm-hmm. So she was like, man, I want you to, you know, like, kind of, I was like, you know, I was the only straight male in the writer's room. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was... That was interesting. You know what I'm saying? So I had to rep for the fellas and really bring our voice to it. But just watching her work. But then watching Brisha work was like working with like a black female Jim Carrey. Mm. It was like, god damn, this girl is like a fucking, she's like an animaniac.
Yeah.
Like just all over the place. And it was like, damn. So it's just interesting, man. Like it's some dope, funny women out here. Let me ask you a question because you a dope, funny woman. Mm-hmm. Any movie... that we know, any, like, what's, like, your perfect role? Like, what's the perfect role for Courtney that you'd be like, man, I would have killed that, or I grew up watching that, I always wanted to do that? What do you think?
Oh, that's a big question.
Okay, so then top three. Give me three. Give me three. Make it easy, because I know you probably got three on your mind. You know what I'm saying?
So it's weird because some of the roles actually men play. That I'd be like, man, I didn't want to do that.
That's dope, though. So I never even thought about that.
When I think about, like, I think about like Marlon Wayans and White Chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he's one guadalamina, like that. Yeah, like I'm like, oh man.
In the
like,
store when they was
in the store,
been,
like, doing all, telling him, like all of that, like goofy, just fun shit.
Okay,
like,
okay.
That role to me is one of them. And then what's another? You know what? There's this film that Amy Schumer does. I can't remember. It's with her mom. Her and her mom, like she breaks up.
They're
with
like
the dude. They go on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
But it's just they get kidnapped, and it's just that movie as well too. I'm like, man, that's definitely something that like I could see myself playing. Like it's a rom-com-ish, but it's also
it's a
little
bit
of drama.
Romantic rom-com.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha. So
okay, that makes sense.
A little bit of that, and then there's like, what's one more? What's one more? I don't know. I can't think of a third one off the top of my head, but I think my mind instantly goes to
that
essence
movie.
Of like either that rom-com side, like that, or it goes to definitely like the antics and kind of character playing like Marlon Wayans and White Chicks, or you know, that sort of thing.
Hmm. Okay, now let me think of my three. Off top, I would have, and I used to do this when I was a kid. Like, all my cousins get together and we'll watch, hold on, nigga, you just fucked me up, Maurice. Maurice Morris said he wanted to do a remake of Blank Check because he feel like the nigga didn't spend his money right, bro. First of all, Blank Check, one of my favorite. I say this at least once a month on this bitch. I love the movie Blank Check, bro. I'm actually working on something right now, and Blank Check is kind of like the comp for it. What I really liked about it is how he created that Mr. McIntosh person and then kind of like people act like they knew him, because that's how clout chasing works. Mm-hmm. And people are like, yeah, I know Mr. McIntosh. And bitch, he don't even exist. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, it was very eye-opening to see that kind of, mm-hmm. like, as a kid, like, damn, that's a good movie to have your kids watch, because that's just how, you know what I'm saying? Man, I just love that movie. But honestly, Maurice, you're right. I love the concept. I always wanted to put myself in that situation. But I used to always be Bishop on Juice when I was a kid. Like, we used to watch Juice. And that's crazy, because we was like fourth grade watching Juice, and all of us had to pick a nigga to be. Meanwhile, they fucking on this movie. We watching all kind of shit. We mm-hmm. just like, all right, that's me. I'm Bishop. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? But I think that, like, that was like such a crazy role for Pac to play. To me, mm-hmm. that might be Pac's best role, because it was easy to be in love with Janet Jackson. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to act like a cop type shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to, what was the other movie Pac did? Above the Rim. It's easy to be that kind of gangster and all of that. But to, like, to be like a young hurt thug, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, to be like a young person who was hurting because of what you're going through with your mm-hmm. family, and you know, and like depicting how these young guys are so fucked up, and how they mm-hmm. take that out on each other. Yeah, Greelock was the cop one, but mm-hmm. how they take that out on each other, and how that shows up in kind of like these social circles. That's another movie that's important to watch, because I'm gonna tell you, man, I gotta talk to my wife, because it's like, we gotta stop shielding our kids, bro. They're gonna be so whole ass. They're not gonna know shit. Like, I never saw Friday before. Like, they gotta see shit because you want your kids. Movies can bring up scenarios that they need to understand mm-hmm. and kind of just sit with. I never talked to my mom about Juice, but it was interesting to understand how jealous your friends could be, and how people who you think got love for you might not be happy for you. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. sometimes you just need to see that. Like, you need to see a character that you love take a L for no reason. Like, bro, they couldn't wait to kill Raheem. Yeah. Raheem had the hoes, dog. He already had I didn't mean to call him hoes. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he already had a kid. He was fucking before them. And it was like, I'm sure there was a little bit of jealousy there mm-hmm. in all of them. Because Raheem was like a little bit older, and he had a good family dynamic. Like, you watch all of their family circle. Q got the single mom. Bishop was taking care of his people. Steel came from a good home, but he was kind of like, you know, they had a lot of kids, a lot of, you know, social economic shit going on that kind of left him left out. But Raheem was, he came from love. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they had the funeral shit at that, you know, the repast at the house, like the mom and the sister, they just had a loving kind of household. And mm-hmm. it was just, it's interesting, man. Like, motherfuckers do not have your best interest at heart. And so that's like an important movie if you black to watch. Anyway, but all, other than that, Smokey on Friday, really any of Ice Cube's sidekicks on Friday, whether it be Smokey or Day-Day, like, it's just that Friday, man. Ice Cube was just such a genius. Pooh, mm-hmm. shout out DJ Pooh, like, that whole camp really grasped the essence that still hasn't been grasped fully since, like, that to this day mm-hmm. of like a black experience, and you know what I'm saying, what it means. And then probably third, I like Will Ferrell's character in Old School.
Ooh, yeah, Will Ferrell. There's a lot of Will Ferrell roles.
He's just that guy. Oh,
yeah.
Now, top three favorite white movies, both of y'all. Amir, ooh, you go first. You go first. Top three favorite white movies.
Damn. It's hard for me to pick. Project X. Is that white? That's a white person movie, I feel like.
What is it?
Project X.
Is that the party one?
Yeah,
the party one. Yeah.
I don't know. Something about that shit was just, I don't know. Yeah. And I saw it late too. Like, I didn't see it.
I'm more of a super bad type of nigga, but I feel like mm-hmm. Project X is like y'all super bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. God damn it. I'm going to be like, come back to me, because I can't even remember. Like,
okay.
I'm
going to say 1-1-1.
Okay. Yeah. 1-1. Okay. So that's your one. All right. My one is Austin Powers 2.
Ooh. Okay.
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about for like 3 years, I was talking like Dr. Evil after that. I mean, well, I don't know number two. You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't you going to cry at number two? You know what I'm saying? That shit was funny. All right, what's yours?
Zoolander, man. I'm a big... Zoolander was a good listen. talk about Will Ferrell roles. Yeah. I had that on VHS. Zoolander
was hilarious.
Doesn't get the credit that it deserves.
I'm gonna tell you why, because Ben Stiller there's a such thing as being too good.
True.
And Ben Stiller is almost too good. Oof. To where you like, wait, I don't know where the joke stops. This nigga making his face, is he serious? Blue Steel, you know what I'm saying? Okay, who in the chat? What y'all got? Zoe World got Pineapple Express. And he got Hangover and Bruce Almighty. Okay. JJ Crane got We're the Millers.
That's a good one.
Who else? Tiff got Big Lebowski. Eric D got John Wick. Ooh, Tiff got Ricky Bobby. Oh, Talladega Nights was fucking hilarious. I get up in the morning, I piss Shake excellence. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just the best there is. Okay, that was yours. All right, back to you, Amir.
Fuck, I had it too, and I just Elf.
Oh my god, Elf! I know him. they was like Santa. I know him. Like nigga, it's Santa. We
His
know
character
you know.
Just was just.
Oh man, yeah, that was good. That was good. Shallow Hal was good as fuck. Shout out to Zay and them. That's a dog ass pick. For me, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, for sure. That's a classic. Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love that movie so much, man. Just another example. Robin Williams was so genius. I think that as a comedian, man, to be that pure-hearted, it's just so much sadness in that.
The range in that movie.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Struggling, divorced,
yeah.
Husband,
yeah.
Single, you know, dad trying to persevere and find a new way to connect with his kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ooh, grandma's boy.
I just saw in the chat. It just brought me back. I should have changed my shit, bro.
Wait. You got another one.
I know, but damn, there's like a bunch of them coming.
I know. They killing it. All right. Go ahead, Courtney. What's your next one?
Oh, white movie. Ooh,
Step Brothers. God damn.
Oh, yeah, Step Brothers was good.
Grandma's boy is so slept on, dog. Like, that was a cult class. I saw it 2 times in the theater.
Mm.
I have metal legs.
You know what? You know what was a good movie? What? 16 Candles. Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, I watched it
and
one time.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, okay.
That was good.
You know what? I like Adam Sandler movies, but they can't be in my top for some reason.
Adam Sandler movies, they're hilarious,
but they hit a thing. It's like they need, Adam Sandler need a nigga like me in his movie. He need a, it's like, they're missing a dynamite funny nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because he be having like Chris Rock and his shit sometimes, and they'd be like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. So if they like good like 1 or 2 times, I can't go back to an Adam Sandler movie. Although, I fuck with Funny People a lot. I think but that's not my third choice though. But Funny People was such a good movie early on in my comedy career. I used to watch it almost every day. I had a blue. It was one of my first Blu-rays. I used to watch it on my PS3. But good times, man. Yeah. Simpler times. Yeah. But I just love that movie, man. But it wasn't really that funny. It was just like so informational about what I was going through at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Amir. What's your second one or your third one?
Probably Back to the Future.
One, two, or three?
The first one.
The first one, okay.
Yeah.
I liked one, but I feel like two of that series was actually such a good sequel.
Yeah.
But it also made sense, right? Because they went in the past, then they went in the future. Three, nobody asked for three. They could have kept three.
I feel like that's how they do it. It's like, we have money.
Yeah, exactly.
The second one is always like crazy. And then the third one is like, well, you know, we got
to
do it.
Ninja Turtles, same shit. They went to you know what I'm saying? They was beneath the shadows in the first one. Although they came out with the Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go. Was that number two or number?
I was not around.
That was two. Go Ninja, Go. My bad, bro. I know you.
I was like, all right.
This nigga was at his. You was at your own baby shower. Like, yeah, I'm in here. You know what I'm saying? But no. My third favorite movie has to be white movie, and this is hard because it had to be classics. So I'm talking about. I can name you 13 of these bitches, but the three, I'm gonna go Home Alone.
That was up there for me too.
You feel
one?
Me?
Yeah. Number one.
Number one. Number two was good with the New York and shit. But number one was just like, man. Yeah. Number one was Home Alone was just one of the movies, man. Similar to Blank Check. I think I was the only child. So like the idea of like a kid doing shit alone and you know, like like back before they could call the police on your parents for leaving you home alone, I was at the crib, dolo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, don't let anybody in my house type shit. Mm-hmm. So like them kind of movies where a kid was like very independent, that was always like my shit, you know what I'm saying? I always fucked with that.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your third one?
Oh, man. I'll just off the top of my head, I know there's some I'm leaving out for sure. I'm going to say Titanic. Titanic was good.
Oh, my God. Titanic. You're such a girl.
Titanic was good. God damn. Zoolander, like...
It's a love story candles. About how a white bitch was cheating on a nigga who took her on a fucking $1 million cruise, and this bitch died drowning. Or no, her boyfriend died
the
drowning.
Newfound yeah, love
this
of her
bitch
life.
The only bitch to live in the whole shit. She cheating on a billionaire nigga with a nigga who stole it away because that's just what is movie magic to
but
women.
He
women
was
like,
selfish though, because man. He saved himself.
Who her boyfriend?
Yeah,
he knew she was cheating. He saw that goddamn handprint inside his Lincoln, and he was like, "Who the fuck hand? But this is two hands."
A link.
Anyway, but I will say this though. Hold on, Amir. What's your third one?
I said three.
You said three.
Yeah. It was an honorable mentions. I mean, like, somebody said Sandlot. That's why I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, Sandlot.
Yeah, Sandlot was the shit.
Home Alone, but for sure.
Animated movies. So, like, how do you decide what's white animated voice? Like, who's
doing voiceovers? One of y'all say anything was animated?
No, I'm saying, like,
oh,
I was thinking about
animated don't count.
I was thinking about,
you can't get white
animated.
Folks animation. They're like, animated is white. You know, animation is just Toy Story.
I guess it just depends on what it is.
Yeah, because Toy Story, and Woody was white.
Yeah.
It was not one black toy in there.
It sure wasn't.
Shrek had a bitch.
Well, Donkey. But
yeah, Donkey was a nigga for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. I used to be like, man. Never mind. That's just my thoughts, bro. I need Jesus, man. I need Jesus, dog. It's
now,
like,
now I gotta know what you were saying.
Man, Donkey was fucking that dragon.
Oh, yeah. And they had the little dragon babies.
Yeah. And it's like, she was gone off that nigga, too, which means that Donkey was dicking that dragon down.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And it's like, duh. So he was giving the dragon the Donkey dick. Now, if you notice, there nobody ever talk about dragon dick. Dragons probably got bat dicks. You know what I'm saying? That nigga was giving her that Donkey. She had babies by this nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga had a baby dragon mama. Anyway.
Yeah. Baby dragon mama.
Now, somebody mentioned something. I think it was Zay. Yes. Nigga, Zay Nova, bro. Short Circuit. First of all, there's a couple of movies that I used to watch with my dad. Like, because, you know, like, my dad used to live with my grandma. So I used to go to my, it was like a combo. Go to my grandma and dad's house. Grandma, dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so I'd be in my dad's room, and we'd be watching all his VCR. That was what we used to do on the weekend. When I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? And so I remember, like, Short Circuit 2 was my shit. Los Locos kick your ass. Los Locos kick your face. Los Locos kick your balls into our thirst. I mean, I was a kid, bro. But then it was also a movie called Daryl. My God.
I don't know.
Bro, can you pull this up? It's Daryl, but it's Daryl. An acronym. So it's like D-A-R. It's like Data Analyzing Robot Youth. Look alike, some shit like that. It was, there you go, right there. Oh, man, bro. Daryl was the shit. He was a robot. Patreon, I know we're going to be able to show y'all. Yeah, Patreon ain't going to be able to see it. Man, I used to love this movie. His best friend name was Turtle. Man, he could do anything. Little Nick can, like, calculate shit. He could play video games. The hoes was on him. He was a robot, but then, like, something happened. They had to, like, study him, and they came and got the nigga. That's his best friend, Turtle.
Did he know he was a robot?
Yeah, not really. His name was Daryl, but, yeah, it meant something. Man, I used to love that movie so much. That, I'm going to tell you, my dad's like a nigga who liked to scare niggas. My dad's a very funny dude, man. That's where I get my shit from. Like, my dad has no filter. My mom is hilarious. So, together, that's where I come from. But he used to put on this movie called The Gate. Do y'all remember this scary movie called The Gate?
No.
Oh, my God.
What? No. Bro. No.
Oh, my God. You talking about... It used to scare the fuck out of me. And it looked so damn... It looked so, like, old. But it was like these little bitty things coming in. Somebody said, Daryl is hilarious. Way before his time. Thank you, Zoe. Yeah, Daryl was fucking hilarious, dog. Yeah, The Gate. If I call my dad right now, I'd be like, man, we watching The Gate. He'd bust our laugh. He's like, nigga, I know you ain't watching The Gate. I was scared of the motherfucker. Stop mocking me. You say it at the same time I'm saying it. But no, like, yeah, The Gate is another one. Any movie scare y'all as a kid?
The Exorcist, for sure.
Oh, that shit scared me yesterday.
The Exorcist.
I've heard a lot about The Exorcist.
Chucky. The Chucky movies terrify me. My mom, she very funny in Childish Woman as well. She used to take my dolls, because I'd be like terrified after watching Chucky, right?
Yeah.
I used to like take a bath with them. But then in order to get the water out, she had to take the head off to like get the water. And these were like about dolls about like this size, right? So the head was big. Man, she threw the head into my bedroom after watching Chucky one night, and I freaked out. She was just cackling.
Oh, man. I did more than cackling. It's something about scaring the shit out of kids. I feel Monsters, Inc. Remember they were scaring them kids to get their energy?
Yeah.
That's probably some real shit. Like, boo! I am a vampire of energies. Yeah. But no, yeah, I'm trying to think. Exorcist for sure. Candyman scared the fuck out of me. Mm-hmm. Candyman was shot so well because it was shot like so eerie. Mm-hmm. Like watching that whole movie was like walking through a cold, dark basement. Like it was like shot so like dark and cold. Mm-hmm. Like it was shot damn near like a documentary more so than it was. That shit was crazy. Remember when that Rottweiler jumped at the window? On Candyman, nigga, I jumped so hard, man.
I'm trying to remember the scene. I saw it like 2 years ago.
The old one, right?
Yeah, the OG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen Dead Silence.
But, I heard about that. I know a lot of horror movie like music. I didn't watch a lot of movies growing up though.
The old Freddy Krueger's? The one where them little two girls would be like, 1, 2, Freddy's coming. Nigga, that used to scare the shit out of me.
Dead Silence theme song is fire. Saw.
Yeah,
fire.
Saw was just fucked up.
Yeah.
Saw, you know what Saw do? Saw make your balls feel empty. You be like, yeah. Like, you know you get that feeling where you're like, oh. Like, it just make you like, like they was twisting.
It make your stomach drop.
Yeah.
Like, I can't
eat. Yeah. Oh, I can't watch that shit.
The Ring was, I think that was maybe like 12.
Right, torture porn.
Or 10 when The Ring came. I can't remember when The Ring
came
out.
Oh, The Ring scared the fuck out of me.
That was the first time we saw the elevation of horror.
Listen, I showed that to my daughters like a year ago. Uh-huh. And they were like, this is so stupid.
Look, you don't understand.
I'm like, I've been trying to scare them. So like,
stuff is just so advanced now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So like, so then I put on Lovecraft Country and I tried to scare them with the episode where them two little girls was dancing down the street. Remember that? They was like,
yeah.
My daughter's like, this is just disturbing. And I was like, fuck. And so me and my daughter ended up, it was all the whole family, all of us was watching the movie, but my oldest and my wife went to sleep. So it was just me and her up late at night watching the scary movie. And I started feeling myself getting sleepy. And it was like I was dying. She's like, Daddy, please, hold on. I was like, you got to go without me.
Yes.
You can do it. Yeah. I was knocked out. But yeah,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of this one I just saw. Tony was raving about it too. And it was like an A24 movie. It just came out. Like, it came out like last year. Damn. I can't remember the name though.
Mm.
It was a black girl, like the lead. It's like kind of indie film. It did go to theaters, but I can't remember the damn name at all.
Oh, Black Phone was fire. I saw Black Phone too. Black Phone.
Is that, that might be, wait. Nah, maybe not.
J.J. Crane said, was it The Watchers?
The Watchers? Nah, I don't think it was that. It might have been Black Phone. Black Phone was recent? Or was that an older movie?
I think it was kind of recent. I think it had like a black lead. I forgot her name.
That might be what I'm talking about.
Dead Silence is a movie by the puppeteer. CP, watch it. Well, I definitely got to watch it then if it got the puppeteer in it. Black Phone. Yeah, Black Phone, like 2022. Yeah, I remember Black Phone was crazy.
Yeah, I didn't watch Black Phone. The Conjuring 2 stopped me from watching scary movies. After The Conjuring 2.
Talk to me.
I couldn't do it anymore.
That's what it's called.
Talk to me about? Because I feel like
Oh, it's 2022. Damn. My years are all fucked up.
Talk to me. What was that about? I feel like I did watch this.
Yeah, they were like talking to the hand. Like you kind of sit around the hand and it brings a supernatural force into you, but then it could be like taken away. But it got bad.
Yeah, I ain't never seen no shit like this.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, God damn. She shook the hand. You see her eyes? What the fuck? Yeah.
But why would you play that? I don't understand.
It's like it's almost like they equated it to like being high. Like that's what it felt like. It gave you this feeling, a rush.
So and
you're supposed to cut it off after a certain point or it can be like stuck. So that was the other part about it.
See, the problem is, because I see it right now, they're like shaking the hand, almost like an agreement.
Yeah.
But that ain't how black people shake hands. We'd have been like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be doing all kind of shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Man. Yeah, man. I guess it's a good time to cut it, man. We just had a chill day. This is like the one of them last days of school where everybody get to watch a movie and people be cool. Mm-hmm. You be like, you know what, teacher? I hated your ass all year, but you cool today.
They bring
like,
the TV in. That's
yeah. We were that TV in, niggas be feeling good.
Kids don't know about that. I'm sure they don't wheel shit in no more. It's no. Just projector.
D313 says signs. It wasn't scary, but I did like that a lot. The signs, just because I like the writing and how like everything meant something, even from the past. Like, you know, the mom saying swing away and then swinging at the water bottles that they complained they got left around the house, but the water was the reason why the aliens would get killed. I love shit like that. Mm. I love it. Anyway, Courtney, where can they find you? What you got going on?
Oh man, I got several things coming on. July 28th, I'll be headlining my first show at Flappers. I'm super excited about that. In Burbank, July 28th. Thank you. But in the meantime, you can catch me on all the social medias at Court_Haynes, CourtHaynes. So yeah, that's it.
That's what's up. Amir, what you got going on, bro?
I'll be here.
With a mask on. With a mask on.
As will I. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all. My name is CP. That's Amir. Our special guest was Courtney Haynes this week. And yeah, man, always the questions, never the answers, man. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.